is a serious issue that affects your children in both online and offline spaces. As a parent, it's essential to understand bullying, why it happens, and how to help your child navigate these difficult situations. The other day, my daughter and I were talking, and she told me about an incident several months ago when one of my grandchildren was bullied by their classmate. Then a couple of days ago, the father of the bully said and gave threatening remarks to my grandchild when they were with their friend. This story took me back to an incident when I was in grade 8. A couple of students in my class bullied me. It was a scary time, so I could relate to how my grandchild was feeling and the helplessness of both them and my daughter in knowing what to do. My experience caused me to wonder, what did I do to the bully? I didn't even know these kids. I suffered from anxiety and low self-esteem. Later in life, I learned more about their living circumstances, which wasn't very nice, causing them to act as they did towards me. I wish someone had told me that it reflects their personality and has nothing to do with me, the victim. I was the reflection of the person they wanted to be and the life they wanted. To help parents address this issue, I recently published my first children's book, Finding Lily's Inner Magic, A Tale of Building Confidence. The book is about how Lily was bullied one day in school by a boy in her class, Jack, who laughed at her while reading in front of the class. It's a beautifully illustrated book that uses Lily's story to teach children about bullying and empowerment. Grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of bullying in school. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Let's start by defining bullying and discussing its underlying causes to better understand it. Bullying involves intentionally hurting, harming, or humiliating another person, either physically or emotionally, and it often continues over time. Bullying can appear in different forms, such as physical violence, verbal abuse, social exclusion, or online harassment. The critical aspect of bullying is the imbalance of power, where the bully uses their strength, popularity, or knowledge to dominate their victim. An imbalance of power means that the bully has some advantage over their victim, making it difficult for the victim to defend themselves. Bullies often engage in harmful behavior for various reasons. They're insecure. Some bullies act out because they feel insecure about themselves and want to assert dominance to cover up their vulnerabilities. They like to seek attention. Others might bully to gain peer attention or feel a sense of power. They also model behavior. Children who witness aggressive or unkind behavior at home or in the media may imitate these actions, believing them acceptable ways of interacting with others. Kids model what they see at home. Kids who see kindness will be kind. And if they see bullying and intimidation, they will act the same way. Sometimes children bully others because they want to fit in with a particular group or feel pressured by friends to act aggressively. In the book, Lily faces a similar challenge when confronting Jack, who belittles her. The story explores how Jack's behavior often reflects his insecurities, teaching young readers that bullying is more about the bully than the victim. Bullying can manifest in different ways. There's physical bullying, which is hitting, kicking, or physically harming someone. Verbal bullying, which is name-calling, teasing, or making derogatory remarks. Then there's social bullying, which is excluding someone from a group, spreading rumors, or humiliating them in front of others. And nowadays, cyberbullying, which is using digital platforms to harass, threaten, or embarrass someone. Finding Lily's Inner Magic does a great job at depicting how bullying can be subtle, yet damaging. Through Lily's experience, your child can see how harmful words and actions, even minor, can profoundly affect someone's self-esteem and self-worth. Bullying can have severe and lasting effects by impacting your child's emotional, social, and academic well-being. Some common effects include low self-esteem. Children who are frequently bullied may develop a poor self-image and struggle with feelings of worthlessness. They can suffer from anxiety and depression. The ongoing fear and stress from bullying can result in anxiety disorders or depression. Bullying can cause children to lose interest in school, leading to a decline in academic performance. Victims of bullying might withdraw and avoid social situations, including school, to shield themselves from additional harm. In the book, Lily starts with feelings of self-doubt, uncertainty, and fear. But with the support of her grandma, she discovers her inner magic. Her grandma helps Lily overcome her insecurities about herself, which shows your child that they can regain their confidence and sense of self-worth. Bullying often stems from various factors within the school environment, such as areas with minimal adult supervision, like playgrounds or hallways, can become hotspots for bullying. A school culture that doesn't promote inclusivity or respect can contribute to bullying behaviors. Cliques and social hierarchies within school can lead to exclusionary practices and bullying. Children who experience stress or conflict at home might vent their frustrations on their classmates. As a parent, there are several ways you can support your child if they're facing bullying. Open communication is a critical tool in addressing bullying. Support your child in openly sharing their experiences without fearing judgment. Establish a safe environment where they feel at ease discussing their concerns. Like in the book, Lily finds solace in talking to her grandma about such issues. Remember, listening without judgment and seeking more information if needed is crucial. Let your child know that their feelings are valid and that it's okay to feel upset. Reassure them that you're there to help. I am grateful that my mother believed me and did something by calling the school. That helped me feel validated and better able to cope with the situation. Work with your child to develop a plan for dealing with the bully. Problem solving involves practicing assertive responses, identifying trusted adults they can go to, or discussing ways to avoid the bully. If the bullying persists, it is vital to involve the school. Talk to teachers, counselors, or administrators to support your child and ensure they take appropriate measures. Finding Lily's inner magic provides a valuable lesson here. Just as Lily finds strength by seeking help from her grandma, your child must know they don't have to face the bully alone. There's power in asking for help and standing up for oneself. Here are 7 empowering and helpful coping strategies for bullying at school. When dealing with bullying, you must equip your child with tools that build confidence and resilience. The strategies below can help your child empower themselves and find their inner strength. Try positive affirmations. Your child's thoughts significantly impact how they think about themselves. Simple statements like, "I am strong," or "I have the power to stand up for myself," can boost your kid's self-esteem and reinforce their self-worth. These positive reinforcements are a mental shield against a bully's negative words or actions. Teach your child mindfulness techniques to help them manage stress and remain calm when confronted by a bully. Simple breathing exercises or visualizing a safe and comforting space can help them stay grounded, reducing the emotional impact of bullying and allowing them to respond more effectively. Guide your children in seeking friendships with peers who share the same values, such as kindness, honesty, good study habits, or a love for sports. Encourage them to connect with friends who exhibit these traits and create a supportive environment. Having friends who uphold these values can offer your child emotional support and strengthen their sense of security, making it harder for bullies to affect them. Support your child's active engagement with friends who align with these principles. Suggest they participate in group activities or clubs to meet like-minded peers. These friendships can help create a positive and safe space for your child, reinforcing the resilience against bullying. Prepare your child by practicing how to respond to bullying. Phrases like, "I don't like that," or "Please stop," can be very effective, primarily when delivered assertively. Have them try it when they are standing in front of a mirror. Role-playing these scenarios at home can help your child feel more confident and ready to handle real-life situations. Body language is a powerful tool for assertive communication. Encourage your child to use confident, nonverbal cues, such as standing tall, making eye contact, and speaking clearly. These actions can help them assert themselves without aggression and convey to the bully that they are not an easy target. Sometimes the best strategy is to disengage and walk away. Bullies thrive on the reactions of their targets. By calmly walking away or ignoring the bully, your child can show that they are not affected by the bullying behavior, which discourages the bully from continuing. When your child is bullied, reinforce the importance of telling a trusted adult. Ensure your child understands that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. They must know they don't have to face this challenge alone, and that there are adults who will support and protect them. And lastly, it can be beneficial to keep a record of bullying incidents, noting details such as what happened, when, and where. This documentation can be crucial when addressing the issue with school authorities and ensuring that the problem is taken seriously. Integrating these strategies into your child's daily life will help them develop the confidence and skills needed to confront bullies and succeed, as Lily did when she discovered her inner magic. Cyberbullying is becoming more prevalent, involving the use of digital platforms to harass or threaten others. Teach your child the importance of setting strong privacy settings on social media and being selective about what they share online. Encourage your child to block anyone who bullies them online and report the behavior to the platform. Make sure they know they can come to you for help if needed. Regularly check in on your child's online activity to ensure they're safe and not targeted by bullies. Encourage open conversations about what they experience online. Sometimes, the bully's parent is involved. Dealing with a bully's parent can be particularly challenging, especially if they are dismissive or contribute to the bullying. Here's how to approach the situation. Stay calm and focused. If you need to interact with the bully's parent, stay calm and composed. Document your interactions, and if necessary, involve a neutral third party like a school administrator to mediate the conversation. Then set boundaries. If the bully's parent contributes to the problem, it may be necessary to set clear boundaries. Boundaries could involve limiting contact with the other family or involving school officials to address the issue. And protect your child. Reassure your child that they are not alone and that you are taking steps to protect them. Stress the need for safety by avoiding situations where they might come into contact with the bully or their parent. As parents or grandparents, we have a crucial role in advocating for our children and ensuring their safety. In conclusion, from my personal experiences and research on bullying, I have learned that bullies love to get a reaction from their victims. They thrive on scaring or threatening their victims to get them to do something they don't want to do. Not engaging and walking away from the bully takes away the bully's power. It takes courage to walk away because it is natural for us to fight back. Bullying is a complex issue, but by understanding its causes, recognizing its signs, and empowering your child with practical strategies, you can help them navigate these challenges confidently. Finding Lily's inner magic is more than just a story. It's a guide for your children to find their inner strength and stand up to the bullies in their lives. Through Lily's journey, your child will learn valuable lessons that can inspire them to handle difficult situations with courage and resilience. Reading this together can also open up meaningful conversations about bullying and how to handle it effectively. Grab your copy now at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?